Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Now, it's been about five months, but there has finally been an agreement made in the dispute between the Writers Guild of America and the studios. Does that mean the return of the movies and the TV shows we're all missing and we love? Well, Brian Lloyd has all the answers, isn't that right?
Oh, yeah, every single one of them.
Every single one of the answers. I heard a rumor. I hope this isn't going to get me into trouble.
Okay.
I'm just going to go for it. I heard that Disney were the problem. Were Disney the problem? Were they coming last to the table? Like, they were kind of, there was an agreement there, but Disney were kind of dragging their heels a little bit.
Yeah, well, there was that. Netflix and Apple apparently were a bit in kind of causing problems as well, because one of the big things was that a lot of writers' residuals, which is basically every time a TV show is played, whether it's Seinfeld, Friends, whatever, if it was on regular television, they'd get a payment, okay? So, like, say if, you know, the Christmas episode of Friends was screened 250,000 times in the course of 1 year, that was all verified because it had, like, Nielsen ratings and all that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
Netflix and Apple TV and Prime Video and Disney Plus don't release any viewing figures. Well, I'll put it to you this way. They release viewing figures. They're their viewing figures. They probably have no attachment to reality. So they could say, oh, everyone's, you know, Red Notice with Ryan Reynolds and Gal Gadot and Dwayne Johnson has been viewed 500 million times. You know, we don't know because it's not independently verified. So
they were all equally accountable for.
I mean, Bob Iger wasn't helping things. Like, he was going on, like, Good Morning America, I think it was, or it was one of the Sunday shows, and he was saying, like, oh, you know, the writers are asking for too much money. And then there was that article in Deadline that was basically saying, it was this anonymous source was quoted from one of the producers saying that we're basically just going to wait them out until their houses are being foreclosed on and they basically have to come back to the table, which didn't help anybody because that just annoyed the writers and the actors even more, and we're even more likely to be like, we are definitely going to dig our heels
in. So they've come to an agreement, the writers have, but the actors' strike is still ongoing.
Yeah, so the actors are due to meet with the AMPTP on the 3rd of October. That one, I mean, I think the reality of it is that everyone just wants to go back to work. That means the writers and the actors and the studios as well. They could kind of get away with it because, you know, like, this strike kind of kicked off on, you know, the middle of July. So you had Barbie and Oppenheimer. Then you had, you know, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Then you had Gran Turismo. As in, there was basically a pipeline of films there that they could basically wait it out the 3, 4, 5 months until it hit crunch time. Mm-hmm. Now, then you had a month ago, or maybe it was a month and a half ago, they started moving the release dates for certain films like Dune Part 2. They pushed that out to 2024. And even Netflix, for example, like, Netflix keeps a really close lid on when TV shows are going to be announced and released onto the platform. So they just stopped announcing when certain shows are going to be returning.
Okay.
So, yeah, so you basically just had this situation where, you know, the studios were able to kind of, like, hold their water, essentially, and keep things from, you know, they could basically sit and wait everybody out. But now it's hit a time where they're going to have to make a deal. So the likelihood is that come next week, 3rd of October, whenever that is, the actors are probably going to have a very good deal in front of them as well. There'll probably be a little bit of horse trading, but I would nearly say this strike, the actor strike, would probably end next week.
So the writer's strike, does that mean a return to talk shows and that kind of stuff? We've got to wait a bit longer for the return to work for our favourite TV shows and all that kind
exactly,
of stuff.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay. That makes sense. Now, AI seems to have been the biggest sticking point.
Yeah.
And this deal apparently is going to last 3 years.
Yeah, three years.
That makes me think, oh God, are we going to be back here again in
3 years?
I wouldn't say so.
No, because, like, generally what happens with these deals is that it gets updated a little bit. So it's not a case of they're not going to go back unless by some absolute crazy miracle that artificial intelligence is actually able to create something good that people like. Because let's be honest about this. If you've ever seen a script that, or any kind of a story that was written by an AI, or a song that was made by an AI, they're all crap. I mean, that's just it. They're all really poor. Like, even the pictures look terrible. Like, you can tell straight away. Like, did you see that thing in the RHA? There was mm-hmm. a picture. You could spot it a mile off.
But 3 years, Brian.
3 years. I mean, like, unless...
They're advancing very quickly.
They are advancing very, very quickly. That is true. You're right. They are. Like, and, you know, all those AI films you've seen and all the rest of it, the little small little clips, that's the worst they're ever going to look. It's only ever going to get better. However, it is really unlikely that the studios will all of a sudden decide to go back on a deal that they made 3 years ago. That generally doesn't tend to happen.
Okay.
So I mean, like, in 3 years' time, there'll probably be a little bit of more horse trading. The studios might ask for something back, but generally speaking, I think you're going to find that this deal is going to last at least for another 3 years and then another 3 years after that.
Okay. Lastly, what about staffing minimums? Why do the writers want this enforced? What are the parameters around this?
Yeah, so essentially what happens is that when a show is in pre-production, that means basically they're going into a room and they're actually trying to hammer out what the show is and the plot of it and all the rest of it. It normally happened that one writer could be brought in and then maybe another writer could be brought in and the two of them would have to hammer it out an entire season of, you know, 8, 10, 12 episodes. Now they've basically got protections that they can have up to 3 depending on how long they want the show to go for, and that they're guaranteed minimum of work. So, like, I think it's like 10 weeks they're allowed. But the bigger kind of thing about all of this is, and this is a part that I don't think has been necessarily talked about too much, is the fact that because of this strike and the deal that's been made with the writers and the eventual deal that's going to be made with the actors, mm-hmm. there is going to be less TV shows and there are going to be less films made, which, speaking as somebody who watches TV and film professionally, that's not a bad thing, to be honest, because there has been this, like, crazy bubble of, you know, Netflix have to constantly keep making new shows.
Yeah.
You know, Prime and Disney Plus have to keep up with Netflix. So they're constantly just, any TV show that can be, you know, rejigged, revamped, renewed, bam, it's going straight out there. Any new idea, new book, anything like that, anything that can be turned into a TV show, that's happening at an unsustainable rate. What you're going to find now is, because the studios have to pay writers and actors more money, which, by the way, completely deserved. Don't think for a second that I'm on the studio side here. The writers and actors work like dogs. They absolutely deserve every single deal that they're getting. But what is going to happen is that the studios are now going to say, well, we can't afford to pay everybody. Mm-hmm. We can't afford to pay all the writers and actors to create the amount of shows that they made before. Like, I think last year there was something like, I think it was like between 580 and 600 scripted shows made across all the streaming services. That number is definitely going to go down next year and the year after as well, because, you know, the shows, like I said, the studios can't afford to make that amount anymore.
But
on this deal.
You're saying that's not a bad thing.
That's not a bad thing.
It's
no,
not a bad thing. We'll get quality.
We'll get quality, but also, but, like, think of it, like, I mean, how many shows are there on Netflix that you haven't watched?
Yeah.
And everyone is talking about it and everyone's saying, no, you've got to catch up. Well, that's not going to be an issue anymore, because there's probably just going to be less. And they're going to be good. They're going to be better.
Okay, well, it's nice that you brought the positive. Very unlike you to bring us the positive.
I know, I'm sorry. Yeah, the last time I came in here, I was just ragging on everything. I'm sorry.
Grim. Brian, lastly, what are you watching at the moment? What should we be watching? Give me your recommendations.
Oh, okay, all right. Have you watched The Bear?
I'm very stressed watching The Bear.
Yeah, have you watched the second season, though?
Everybody keeps saying that. Is that
the
worth
second
it?
Season is nowhere near as stressy as the first one.
Can I jump into the second, do you think?
Ah, you could, yeah. But, like, you should watch to the end of the first season. Like, yeah, I know, it's kind of like a panic attack for 40 minutes, but seriously, it's the best.
Okay.
The Bear, the first season, was the best TV or film I saw last year. This, I don't write 5-star reviews for TV shows that often. The Bear season 2 got a 5-star review from me.
Okay.
Oh, go see The Creator in cinemas as well. That's really good.
Okay. Deadly. Love the recommendation. Somebody just texted in on 51552. Hi, Jen. I work across film and TV out in LA and London. The US strikes have a massive impact on so many more people outside of the writers and the actors. Anyone who does the set design, the craft service, the makeup, the costume, the marketing. We've all been hit so hard. Hundreds of thousands of people have been hit and earning has stopped since early May. Hopefully 8 weeks and everyone will be back to business in LA. Love the show. That is from Mark. Well, thank you for your text, Mark. And thank you to you, Brian Lloyd, from entertainment.ie.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.